What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now listening to the good guys on Winner's Circle Media. Where the party at, fellas?
Guess who's Bizak?
About time. I mean, it ain't my fault.
I knew this was going to happen. He's going to blame me.
Can you introduce yourself, please, like we usually do?
It's been a while. I forgot how to do this. DJ Mill right here, Mill.
DJ Steph Floss, and this is the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing episode. We don't know because we haven't done one in a while.
I literally forgot the name of the show. I'm glad you had passed that over because it would have took a minute.
The Good Guys Podcast About Nothing episode. We don't know because we haven't done a show in a while. But it's not my fault. We actually have a show in the archives with Jules.
That never got put out.
So that's kind of not our fault.
Where you at, Coach? Coach Eric.
Yeah, but you know, we ain't gonna do that. We're gonna continue on with this podcast that we have going on right now.
Let me start off by saying every time I come over here, it's extremely hot. Like, I think he has the heat on
24/7. I was thinking about putting the AC on today. The heat's just not on. It's hot outside though.
It's cooler.
I'm just saying, but it's like the AC. Maybe I need to put the AC on. You always complain about something. You complain about the TV shows that I watch, and then you complain about.
We need to start doing this. Every time I come down, I got to pay $30 to park. We'll start right there. Every time you got to go visit, you got to pay $30 to park.
I'm just saying, man, you just need to get out your neighborhood sometime.
I'm always out the neighborhood.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm always out my neighborhood. I know you ain't talking. You don't even like to leave. Downtown Ohio. I love
visiting the Cleveland Heights area.
Man, it's hot.
It's not that hot. But anyway, man, can we talk about what we're going to do today? All right, so basically, we got some things to discuss. And this is dear to our hearts because we are DJs, but we're also going to have our brother Jerome on this podcast with
Bank
us.
Bankroll.
He's one of my favorite rappers, hands down. He's been one of my favorite rappers. I think he's one of the best rappers, period. Period. Not out of Ohio, not out of Columbus, just period. And he finally released his solo project, Never How You Plan, and
NHYP
is one of my favorite albums ever. So you know,
it's a dope album. Actually, that could segue into Selective Hearing, Cleveland. So I was on Twitter one time, and my guy Jamie tweeted about a music club. He was like, "I would like to start a music club and a book club." Oh, that's pretty dope. So I know he said he wasn't gonna do it. He was just throwing stuff out there. So I took it in and ran with it. It's called Selective Hearing, and what we do is we're going to meet once a month at a secret location, and we're going to discuss an album or albums or, you know, just discuss music topics with some, you know, eclectic ears, man. You missed the first one. You had a Cavs game.
I have a game. What's
up? But the first one we did.
I'm sorry, y'all, too. I'm eating this ice cream.
It's not vegan either.
It is vegan. That's coconut. It's a coconut. So delicious, dairy-free, coconut milk, gluten-free, cookie dough, dairy-free. It actually says dairy-free three times on there for you haters.
AKA,
non-dairy, dairy-free,
AKA,
dairy-free.
A.K.A. non-sugar-free Rocky Road.
But anyway.
No, but so I sent out the Never How You Plan early, about a week and a half early, and let everybody ride with it for a week. And, you know, we sat down and discussed it. I had a couple DJs and tastemakers in the city, and I had a couple people that weren't from Cleveland, and we were going to video conference them in, but due to technical difficulties, that didn't work out. But it turned out dope. So,
probably was DirecTV.
Oh, man, we're having a half a time over here with DirecTV.
I just got into it with DirecTV, told them I'm switching over to cable because the customer service stunk today.
The rep said, go ahead.
He said, go ahead. He said, hey, if that's what you want to do.
No, but I'm getting real good feedback about Selective Hearing, man. And the next one is going to be an interesting one. I can't tell the topic right now. I got a topic, but I don't want to I don't want to, you know, leak that. But it's going to be a good conversation for the next one. So be on the lookout. Hopefully for the next show, we'll discuss what we talked about. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe this woman on Instagram pregnant with this bikini on. Like, it's ridiculous.
Do it anything. For the likes.
Do
baby.
It for the Do anything it for the likes. For, like, you're a mother to be. But anyway, all right, so look. Speaking of mothers to be, nah, that ain't what. That ain't what. Mill got announcement to make. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. All right, so let's talk about VIPs. Now, let's talk about VIP.
What does VIP stand for?
VIP stands for very important person or very important people. VIP. You know, you go to a nightclub, there's a regular line to get in. Then there's a VIP line. Do clubs still do that?
They probably. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, some.
Sure
yeah, it's like
that would help. Yeah. That would help everything move.
Yeah. So there's a regular line to get in, and then there's a very important person line to get in. Usually, that line would entail that, you know, you have a some bottle service, or you're a very important. Now, this is the question. We could talk about this, and I mean, you guys can't chime in. You can just listen to us talk about this. But the VIP section, should we change the name of it?
To what?
I don't know, because it's like, maybe it's a demographic thing. Because, like, Cleveland, or in case you didn't know, we're from Cleveland, Ohio. We do have some celebrities in Cleveland, Ohio, in case you were wondering. Most of them being athletes. But if they don't come out, are the people in the VIP section technically that important because they paid for it?
That's what I was going to say. Technically, if you got XYZ amount of dollars, you're very important at night.
Right. So, but you're that. But say for example, there's a somebody come from out of town that may be like an ultra celeb. And they come, and a lot of times people are like, you know, well, we want this section, and we might not even want anybody else around us, period. And so at that point, it's like, do you let people buy stuff around? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a tough one. Because at the end of the day, the other people are the ones that are going to be in that club more than that ultra celeb.
And I think that's the issue we have in Cleveland, because, you know, we're not really a tourist town. We're not really a tourist town, so, you know, we take what we get a lot of times. But, you know, so everybody that goes out...
Take what we can get.
Take what we can get. But everybody that goes out are the same people that go out each and every weekend or each and every night that there's a go out.
There would be your loyal customers.
All right, so back to this VIP section. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about VIPs, sections, and nightlife?
I think a lot of times they're highly overrated because people just want to be up there just to be up there. It could be literally nothing going on.
Remember last week, or 2 weeks ago, no, it was last week, you were DJing, and it was early. End of VIP end up getting packed. But at the time that I was there, I went early.
I was about to say, you actually came out to saw my DJ night.
You know, I was partying with you.
I just remembered.
Come on, man.
Usually don't.
All right, here we go. I'm literally in the club early, and I'm watching a girl plead with the security to get in VIP. There's nobody in VIP, like nobody. I'm not exaggerating, like one or two people. No, there were zero people in the VIP at this time, and she was pleading to get the VIP. Once she got in the VIP,
she probably sat down to Snapchat.
Once she sat down for the entire rest of the night, and you were rocking, but the woman was sitting down, Snapchatting, not looking like she's having a good time. But then on Snapchat, she's fronting like she's having a good time. And I'm tired of it, man. I love the VIP section for what it is, but I think it's starting to hurt the nightclubs around here, man.
So we need to have a no VIP party.
Yeah, just let everybody just roam the club.
That's how the Thursday originally was.
It was, yeah.
No VIP.
Yeah, no VIP. Everybody's just on the same playing field.
Yeah, that way it wouldn't be such a big deal to get in VIP.
Because then once people get in the VIP, I don't know why don't people dance in the VIP? Is it not enough room?
VIP do be rocking. A lot of sometimes VIP rock a little more than.
But that's because everybody on the dance floor wants to get to the VIP.
I'm talking about dance wise, like they be in VIP going. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that's keeping away? Like people are looking like people on the dance floor looking like, well, I want to be up there, and then they get sad and like.
Not in everybody, but probably in some. More so women.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But I mean, it's a. I don't know, man. I don't know. I hate looking at people in a party.
Not partying,
especially in a VIP section, and they're just like sitting around waiting for somebody
to buy a bottle,
and then once the bottle comes, and it's like Snapchat, and it's like, oh, the sparklers and the Snapchat. Meanwhile, the DJ been getting busy for 2 hours. No, I'm serious, man.
DJ confessions right now.
Seriously, because it's ridiculous. Because it's like I always say, man, the nightclubs, it's a partnership, man. It's a partnership. You know, it's with the DJs in the crowd, man. You know, the DJs got to fill out the crowd. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, sometimes a DJ could suck. The crowd could suck too. But nobody's ever going to blame the crowd.
Never.
Never going to blame the crowd.
It's been a couple times I had to ask myself, like,
you had to, got it.
what's going on here?
You had to ask yourself, do you still got it?
I'm gonna be honest.
Saturday?
St. Patrick's Day. Patty's Day.
I was out of town.
St. Patty's Day, a rumor. I guess, you know, they open at 11 in the
morning.
But
people have been partying all night.
They open
on morning, all day.
They open at 11 in the morning. I got there at 11 at night. I'm like, hey, am I not?
People was tired of partying.
Then another DJ came up and said, man, you got this joint going. Like, you rocking. That definitely helped me. But you know what I'm saying? That definitely happens, though, when you question yourself, the crowd not rocking. You in your head, you going crazy up in the booth. You dancing, you on fire. You think you're on fire, and then it hurts to look up and see everybody else not on the same page as you.
You know what you should do in that case?
Just cut the music off.
More Avion.
Cut the music off.
More Avion and more Douce.
I'm going to say, I don't drink tequila.
Or more Douce.
Or Flow.
Or Flow. Shout out to Flow Vodka. But seriously, though, everybody that's tuning in right now, let's bring the summer, let's bring actual partying back for summer 16, man. Like, you know, I understand everybody wants to be important and everybody want to be in VIP and, you know, be around certain people and all of that. But let's party, man. The reason we come out to go to parties is to escape, you know what I'm saying? Like, have a good time for those few hours. And start getting to the club a little earlier, too. It's ridiculous. Oh, I realized this last night. So before I went on, Mill was on. And
they were there a little earlier.
Yeah, no, they were there. It was good. We had the open bar going. It was a great night last night. Very, very fun. But I realized, you played down in the DM before I went on. And then I was DJing, boom, boom, boom. End of the night. And then, you know, sometimes I ask myself, like, the next morning, like, dang, was it something I forgot to play? You know what I mean? But, and I was like, dang, I didn't play down in the DM. Then I started thinking, like, I didn't really have to. I'm like, Mill played it before I went on. But then I started thinking, like, well, what if it was somebody that was in there that didn't hear it? They're going to be like, dang, Steph didn't even play my favorite song. But no, just get to the club early. Because you get to the club early enough, you're going to hear every song that you like. So start getting to the club early. Stop making requests, because DJs are professional. They pretty much know what you want to hear and what's hot.
Don't get to the club early and make requests of
the hottest, the number one song in the country.
Right. When you're gonna just get to the club early, have a couple drinks, chill out, and just vibe, man.
Let's call back, bro. I mean, by the way.
Oh, we got to tell them about the Summer League. We're talking about the
Summer League. Why you calling Bankroll? Because the thing is, Bankroll lives in L.A., so it's a different, totally different vibe out there with the partying and, you know, and VIPs and all of that. But Summer League, so what we're doing for the summer is we've put together, last night was actually a Summer League event of ours. We put together a calendar of events that we're going to be doing in Cleveland, Toronto, wherever else we're doing it.
Hold on, back.
And we're calling it the Summer League 216. It'll be day parties, it'll be night parties, it'll be brunches, pop-up parties, all kind of different events, concert series, anything that we're doing this summer. We're putting it under the umbrella of Summer League 216.
And we want to get a couple other DJs involved, like, you know, to do certain events with us also.
Yeah, and 216, in case you don't know, that is our area code. Bankroll, you on the phone?
Yeah, man.
All right, so look, before we start talking about your album, man, we was over here talking. We were discussing VIP sections, you know, in the nightclub. What's your take on VIP? I know this is very random for you. You had no idea we was going to even ask you this.
Well, do VIP Columbus, VIP LA.
What? Let's
VIP.
Well, just tell us how you feel about VIP in general first.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. It depends. Depends on the event and who I'm with.
Yeah.
And what city I'm in.
All right, so.
Like, L.A., I really don't rock with L.A. clubs. So if I go, I definitely prefer to be in a section.
Right.
Why don't you rock with L.A. clubs? What's the reason behind that?
It's just too much. It's just too much. Look at me. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's too much. Look at me here.
Well, maybe. But see, there, I don't have to. Like, I'd be in GP and chilling. If I'm in Cleveland, you know.
Right. What about Columbus, hometown?
Same difference. Same thing.
Right.
I mean, I'll get a bottle and just walk around the club. You know what I mean? I don't have to be in the section.
Right. That makes sense. I was just talking to Mill, and we're just saying, like, man, it's just sometimes, man, it's taken away from the, like, just the hunger and the thirst to be in a VIP when you may not be that very important of a person. It's like kind of could kill the vibe of the club, man. And as a DJ, we gotta sit there and watch this. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
why don't you do a no VIP party?
Yeah, I mean that's how Good Thursday started. You know what I'm saying? But still, we need to do a new VIP party and remove the couches. Just no sitting furniture. In the whole club, what's
up? You have a bottle, you just gotta hold it.
You might can have a table too. You just
gotta. I don't understand the idea of going to the club and sit down anywhere.
I don't understand. Like, you've been sitting down all day.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, more healthy to stand.
It's more healthy. we all about health over here, man.
I've been over this guy. I've been over this guy, Jerome House of L.A., man. This man, he drink his water, room temperature. he got healthy soap. This is ridiculous.
Jerome, one of the reasons I started.
Listen, man.
Everything is
non-chemicals.
He ain't got no chemicals in his household. It's kind of crazy. Food, soap, face cloths, no chemicals.
What'd you say?
I don't want no lard in my soap.
I feel you, man. I go. You know, I done went seventh generation detergent too, man.
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, it's great. It's an organic detergent.
Seventh generation. You hear this, PR? You hear this? He did with seventh generation detergent.
Yep.
Jerome, what's poppin'? You get any word from Billboard yet? I saw the tweet.
No, they didn't follow up with me again, so I guess I didn't chart.
All right, so look, this is what we're talking about right now. So, Jerome, we told you guys he just dropped his first solo project, Never How You Plan. Dropped on iTunes, just dropped on Spotify, Apple Music, of course, SoundCloud, all on, was it Friday, April 8th, right?
Yeah.
So we're about, you know, like, what is it?
A week?
A week? Dang, it's only been a week.
A week and a couple days.
Like a week and a couple days, man. How you feel, man? Tell the people how you feel about the release of the project.
I feel great. You know, last week was definitely, was a little overwhelming. You know, like, I never really have any expectations when I drop anything. My only concern is, will enough people hear it, you know? So it definitely exceeded my expectations out the gate, for sure. I think a lot of people have just been waiting to hear a Jarrell project. so a lot of people came out of the woodwork to support and push for it, you know?
Right.
Then once the family got behind it, it was just like, you know, the floodgates opened.
Well, now, it's called Never How You Plan. What's up with the title?
It's really just speaking to the idea of, like, a lot of times we have a vision of how we want to see things play out. And it still may happen. It just may not happen how you planned it or how you thought it would.
Right.
Now, you went from, you were living in Columbus, Ohio for life.
Right.
Decided to move to L.A.,
that was about 2 years ago?
It'll be 2 years in November.
Two years in November, all right. Good decision, bad decision, why the decision?
It's definitely more of a good decision. Only because there's just some things that I want to achieve and accomplish that I had to be out here to do.
Right.
As much as I love my city in Ohio, it's just a ceiling sometimes, depending on what industry you're in, you know?
Right.
So sometimes you just got to make a move that makes sense for you. Not necessarily like, you know, trying to run from,
right,
from
right.
the city or from problems, you know?
Right.
Because that shit follow you.
We actually talk about it all the time, man. It's crazy. Like, we have a lot going on over here, man. It's blessed. God has blessed us. But at the end of the day, we're kind of geographically screwed, man. Like,
right.
It's so much other stuff going on these cities on the coast, man. And it's like we're right smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, and for me, I think it's really like a numbers game. It's like I tell people all the time, like they're like, you know, why don't people in Ohio support? And I don't think it's that. I think it's just a numbers game. It's like, L.A. has, what, how many people are here? I should know this. I thought I knew it.
You should not know. I don't know what your major was in college, but those are numbers. I don't know. I would say over a million. I'm just playing. I know over a million.
I want to say nine, but I could be wrong. So let's just say I'm probably wrong. But either way, 5% of LA's population is a lot more than 5% of Columbus population, for example.
Right.
So, like, the people that's supporting you there won't equal the same amount of people in LA. So you got people who born and raised in LA who can just tour California, you know, just on the strength of the numbers.
Who can go platinum. They can go platinum out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the whole state of Ohio would have to bend together and push every single project.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to equal the amount of people in LA.
So what took took you so long, man? You know, because the family, we've been wanting it. How long you been trying to get this man to put out a project?
About 4 years.
Never How You Plan, man.
4 years.
I mean, your guys act like I wasn't in a group or like.
I'm saying.
I wasn't going to even bring up the group.
Michael was in the group.
Michael was in the group. I'm saying. Michael was in the group.
Bobby was in the group.
Bobby was in the group, too. Mm.
Belle Biv DeVoe was in the group.
All three of them.
Johnny Gill was in the group. That don't mean you can't make solo music.
This is true.
You did exactly.
I didn't make a solo album.
And every single person in the group was involved on this project. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, you did a Jackson 5 move.
But the thing is that it wouldn't have. I can't say that it would have the same effect or been received the way it has been then, you know? Like, I can't, you know, you can't. I don't know, man. I think the way it happened was the best for everybody in that situation.
That could be true. So, like, take us through, like, the recording process. Because I know, remember, last time when I was at your crib, you was actually recording in the kitchen. Like, you was doing everything by yourself. Well, like, it was kind of crazy. So, like, Did you do every song like that, or you know what I'm saying?
Well, when I was out, when I was out there, I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you off. But when I was out there, we was in the studio. Remember? Well, was that last year?
I'm trying to remember because
were you recording for this project? Because I can't remember what I was actually listening to out there.
I
but
was. Yeah. I know you were out here. You were out here. Fall of 14. Yeah. So that's when everything started to go to shit.
Well, my fault.
Nah, it's all good. Nah. So at the time we were signed with Interscope.
Right.
Which nobody really knows. We never announced it.
Tell the people who we are in case they don't know. You were in a group.
We as in Fly Union. We were signed to Interscope at the time. We just hadn't announced it, so it was, you know, we were doing this whole, you know, indie, not signed. It was, you know, trying to fool the people, whatever. So that's when I kind of started working on it. It was a little before that. But when we were in the studio, we were working on Strictly Fly You stuff.
Okay.
But I mean, back to your original question. It kind of started kind of 2 years ago, and I started recording in L.A. And then we started traveling some more. You know, going back and forth from Ohio to L.A. to Atlanta. So I actually did a lot of the recording in all those different cities. So Ohio, Atlanta, and L.A. is where I did all the recording.
Okay, and your songs are real personal. Take us through the recording. How did you come up with Champagne? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you write? You go off the head, or you notepad? Like, how do you record, or how do you write a song?
I definitely write, but not in the sense of putting pen to paper. So usually my process is. A lot of it is done when I was in Ohio. A lot of it was done in the car. Like I would get in the car and just drive up and down High Street, which is a main street.
Don't mean to cut you off, but Steph just offered me the vegan corn dog. I said no, thank you. but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I would get in the car, drive up and down the strip, and I would turn on my voice recorder and I would just think up a line. And repeat, you know, kind of like repetition exercise.
Right.
Memorize what I was thinking up. So that's how my process was in Ohio. And then as I got, you know, out here, it's a little more challenging to just hop in the whip and drive around L.A., especially when you don't know where you're going too much. So, you know, you might end up getting into an accident and shit. So here, a lot of it was just me pacing around my room, around the apartment, putting thoughts together.
Okay. I know in our selective hearing meeting, when we discussed the project, everybody, had lines. Like, you had lines for days. Like, you know what I'm saying? So many quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just saying how dope you are when it comes to, breaking down relationships. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got anything to touch on about that? Like,
are you in a relationship right now?
You seem to have these women pegged. You got them figured out, man. Man, what is this you eating, man? Like, now you eating a baby ice cream sandwich.
Man, do the podcast, man. Don't worry about what I'm doing, man.
I'm eating a baby ice cream sandwich now. You went from Rocky Road to a baby ice cream sandwich. This is crazy. Vegan.
I'm sure it's good.
Oh, here you go. I forgot y'all,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, shout out to the vegans in the world. Yeah, but
so, look, where you come up with some of these lines, man?
Let me clarify this, though. I am not a vegan. Like, vegans don't wear leather. They don't have...
You ain't a vegan, Steph.
Who said I wore leather?
Yeah, the motorcycle leather last night.
So I'm not a vegan.
So what are you?
At one point, I had a plant-based diet. And that's the difference.
So what are you? What is...
Hey, Jerome.
I just try to eat as clean as possible. Like, I'm not anti-meat, but... studies do show that, you know, meat has connections to cancer. Also, like, the amount of water or resources you use to eat beef, it's just ridiculous. It's crazy. So it's like, A, health, and B, planet-wise, it's just easier to cut out meat. You know what I'm saying? It makes more sense.
We care about the world. Mill, what you eat today?
I just had a barbecue beef burger on my way here.
Come on, man.
I'm not bullshitting.
With
cheese.
Oh, right. Was the grass fed or no?
Where you get it from?
It's probably Angus.
Yeah, of course they had ass.
it was Angus.
Anyway, back to this man and the women, man.
He wanted to jump off into the plant-based diet. I never had much, but I had my way with these women. And I did it all without sinning. Mm. That's one of my favorite lines right there.
Don't get me wrong for quoting. I'm not about to quote it wrong, but I like when you say, you talk about dating a chick and it's doper than just trying to blow down on a chick and get her number.
That's a good,
anybody can do that.
That's a good 20-second.
Yeah,
line you got.
Yeah, no, it was about a minute. Because
that whole little part is dope.
Because you broke it down like you was playing basketball. Or is that another line?
Talking about got you.
Yeah. And then you said, you know, it's doper to you like the first date to be with her friends, because then you know
see how she move.
You could trust her if she cool with your friend. Then boom. And then you also you said. I just peeped the other yesterday. Actually, I hadn't been listening. I hadn't heard this part, but you said keep her around off top for networking purposes, because you never know, you know, how y'all might vibe or not vibe. And plus, you know, you might like her friends better than her, and you don't really want, you know, she might be cool, but you might can use her for some networking, and you might still want her girl. I like all of that. That's dope.
Right.
That's dope.
I bet you do.
That's dope.
Back to what you said, Mel. My pops hit me up the other day when we was talking about the album. He was like, you know, what's crazy is you said you did all of this without sinning, but you were sinning throughout the whole album.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were.
How is that even possible? I said, impossible. It's a play on words. I'm being clever. You know?
You're a hypocrite.
It's crazy because I Got You almost didn't make the album.
Why not?
Because I just felt like it was I didn't want to have three female related songs in a row. I felt like it was a little too slow. But it was like 11th hour, like, call. I just said, forget it, I'm just going to put it on there. Because I just felt like.
One of my favorite songs. I'm glad you put it on there.
I feel like people who appreciate that are like people who are really like on some player shit. You know what I mean? Like,
dang, that's how you gonna do me? Dang, right?
That man just I really love it. I listen to it every day. I love this song. Like, thank you, Jerome. Thank you.
All right, God. All right, well, Mac, bro, that's our time. keep talking. No, but that's
not like they Captain Novas or nothing, but they get it, at least they try to get it.
PR actually tweeted it one day, don't wait for people or something because you get left behind or take your own ride or something. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I was talking about how sometimes, you know, just waiting on people, you know, you just might miss your opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're the one that brought people there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like you see it all the time. It's like you like your homie that you are like, yo, you know, let's roll out. So you drive. It's your gas. You know what I'm saying? You pull up to the spot and you ready to go. And everybody else is like, I was always taught stay with the person who got the keys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other people, they don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, sometimes you gotta leave people.
And that's a great metaphor for life.
So look, which song? It seems like Making a Play, and our meeting got the nod as like that should be the one you should go with next. What are your plans? Like, what's the second step? Like, what are you gonna push a certain song? Are you gonna do a video or what? Like, you know, or what's the?
I'm definitely going to. Before it was like a consensus, like Really Got It just made sense as a song.
Really Got It sounds so good. Really, them horns on Really Got It crazy.
Oh my God, sounds so good in the arena yesterday. Was that yesterday?
I wish I was there, man. So Swift said he heard it on TV. He said it was amazing.
And we played it again after Brian did an and one. Brian had an and one. It's crazy. He was going crazy. You played it when it was crazy in there.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. So that kind of became like it just made sense to put that out first. It's a great like reintroduction to
right.
Jerome.
I'm back. I'm here.
And then after Brian put that video out of him getting ready to go to the work to the song, it kind of made it like a stamp. Like, okay, this is definitely the record you got.
Right.
You got to push. But I don't know what I want to do song wise next. I definitely feel like a lot of people give up on their singles too soon.
Much too soon. Please tell them.
Especially in 2016, history has shown that there's a lot of artists whose records didn't pop until 1-2 years after they were released. I'm going to definitely, just keep pushing at it as hard and much as I can. I plan on shooting, knocking out a visual. I don't know if I'm going to do it in L.A. or do it when I get back to Ohio next month. But I'm definitely going to get a visual off.
Okay. What you got planned? How long are you going to be in Ohio?
I got a show in Iowa on the 7th.
Iowa,
and then,
wow.
Davis. Crazy, right? That'd be a fashion festival.
Wow. Fashion festival in Iowa?
Don't do that, because people probably sound like, when people say Ohio, people probably be doing us like that. Don't do that. Shout out to Iowa.
Oh, come on,
though. No, you're right. You're right. Shout out to Iowa. Shout them out.
Iowa, that was Mill talking, by the way.
Y'all ain't had nothing but AC Earl. Anyway.
People would definitely think, like, there's cows walking around in our streets and shit.
I did see a turkey.
Like Ohio has the most.
I did see a turkey on the street the other day, though.
Metropolitan city.
You said what?
Ohio has the state with the most metropolitan cities in the country.
Like we have, and then Cleveland. No disrespect to anywhere else in Ohio, but people still like when people say Ohio, they just put it. Like, people don't, like, when they think Cleveland or Columbus or Cincinnati, they just think it's all one. They just say Ohio. It's like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm like, where are you visiting? They're like, Ohio. I'm like, where? They're like, Columbus. It's like, that's 2 hours from Cleveland. Like, that is like, somebody will actually fly. Somebody will hit me up like, Steph, I'm in town. Where you at? I'm like, where you at? They like, in Cincinnati. I'm like, I'm in Cleveland. What is this, 4 hours away?
Sycamore did that with Rihanna. He said, I'm up your way. I said, damn, when you get here? He was like, I went to Rihanna, Rihanna, Travis Scott. I said, damn, town? He was in Cincinnati. He was like, you want to stop through? It's 12 in the afternoon. Like, it takes 4 hours to get there.
They treat Ohio like it's one city, and they treat LA like it's the entire state.
Yeah, it is. You know what's crazy? I was talking to somebody. Whenever somebody tells me they're going to California, I know they're not going to L.A. Or if they say I'm going to Florida, I know they're not going to Miami. Because when you go to L.A., you say I'm going to L.A. When you go to Miami, you say I'm going to Miami. If you say I'm going to Florida, you're probably going to Disney World.
Tallahassee. Kissimmee.
So if you come to Cleveland or Columbus or Cincinnati or Dayton or Akron, wherever, tell people what city. Don't say you go in Ohio, because it's not just Ohio isn't one big city, guys.
Yeah, disrespectful.
That's so disrespectful. So Bankroll, let me see. Anything else we need to talk to you about?
Anything else we should ask you? You want to tell the people before we get out of here?
don't know, man. You know, I definitely appreciate, like, the response. Like I said, like, it's definitely been overwhelming. Like, it's been a lot of good feedback, you know. And, you know, considering what the project has done for putting it up for streaming and for sale, and not having, like, a major or, you know, really a real budget behind it, like, it's definitely exceeded, like, hella expectations, for real.
Man, it killed Stewie. It shot Stewie in the head.
This man be talking some real serious stuff.
I'm
talking about Stewie.
I was listening. Michael Jordan. Stewie just got shot in the head, and Michael Jordan just walked in with a towel wrapped around his waist.
What you watching?
Family Guy. Only channel I watch, TBS.
Yeah.
We tried to, by the way, there's an NBA playoff game going on right now.
And I'm pissed.
Apparently, I don't have an NBA league pass, so I tried to call DirecTV and order it. And
you got to shoot like an out-of-box or a flash drive or something, man.
I see how you live. You live so crazy out of L.A. You don't even got cable. You got, like, everything on the internet.
Yeah, but see, I got an out-of-box.
What is that? I thought that's what charged the iPhone.
Nah, it's like,
actually, like,
you thought that too? What'd you say?
Like the Amazon flash drives and whatnot.
Gotcha.
Are these legal? Are they legal?
I mean, they sell them.
You know what? I ain't trying to get incriminated.
Nah, but then they are legal, but you can hack them and then you can get access to it.
Okay.
I should be telling you.
I see what you're doing out of LA. I see what Bankroll doing out of LA. Yeah, he had to leave.
I mean, really,
but you did have to leave. You did have to leave so you could bring it back.
Exactly. There. It really doesn't make no sense to be paying like these outrageous subscription prices for these cable networks.
What they try to tell me?
I just paid $511 2 hours
for what?
For UVerse.
Why is you still with UVerse, man?
See that with that
$511 to
and 96 cents.
And you're probably at home maybe 6 hours total a day.
It's crazy. We're gonna have to,
you gotta get your life together, man.
I do.
It start with you. By the way,
the fastest internet connection. That's all you need. That's for real.
Yeah, and it starts with eating clean, because once you start eating clean, it opens up your mind, man.
You make better decisions.
That's all you do.
I'm gone.
No, Jerome, don't you? Seriously.
Yes, I'm telling you. You definitely start looking at the world differently.
Like, you don't eat enough vegetables, man. You don't eat
enough yesterday.
He's talking about he ate broccoli yesterday. By the way, broccoli is a man-made vegetable.
I had brown rice, too.
But yes, and carrots aren't really orange.
Yeah, I don't like carrots.
But maybe you don't. Maybe because you don't like them, because you ain't had no real carrots.
I don't like carrots anymore.
But you haven't had real carrots. All
right.
You ain't had a real carrot.
Never how you plan.
Bill over here, he's sweating. He mad
because it's hot.
Shit. I tried to give you some ice cream.
It's hot.
Like this. Ain't no vegan paying $500 for no cable.
Ain't no vegan paying that.
They got vegan cable. I need vegan cable. They're a vegan cable company.
All right, Meg, bro, we out, man. Yo, we gonna holler at you, brother.
See you in Ohio.
All right, bro. Oh, man. I gotta go to my big show, man. This is fun.
Stewie
stressed out.
We forgot to tell him about the monthly and T.O.
Oh, yes.
That was last week.
Thursday. Yeah, last Thursday. Shout out to Hottie. Shout out to Jason.
He really sent 5 picks.
Come on. Did he? Yeah, he what is wrong with... Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. No, this is what...
Nah, come on. This is good.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do this on the podcast. But yeah, shout out to Hottie. Shout out to Jason R. Johnson. Big shout out to everybody over there at Wildflower. So the good guys, we now have a monthly in Toronto. We're probably going to have another month in Toronto very soon. It's at Wildflower, located inside the Thompson Hotel. My first night there was last Thursday. Was that last Thursday? Thursday before last.
Last Thursday?
No, because we was last Thursday, like not 4 days ago. because we were
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like so a week and a half ago. What's that? They was in the club last night. You know you want to like that fit. Go ahead and like it, man.
All right.
Anyway, we got a monthly there, and it was amazing, man. Our first Thursday was a week and a half ago. Amazing turnout, great crowd, breath of fresh air. You know, I'm gonna be honest. Club was packed. It was rocking. We did all hip hop for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know what was crazy about that?
What?
We were the only black people in there. Well, and Future and Ivy Reese and Future the Prince.
Hottie and Jason.
Jason might, Hottie definitely is not African American. And Jason may be from Ireland. He got like a little accent.
Give or take.
All right,
it was three or four other blacks.
Yeah, but it was a great night. So
it was a good night, good fun night.
A very fun night. I got some pictures that I might post one day with Mio and this Hennessy. Why haven't you posted that picture yet?
What picture?
This one.
The Kodak Black.
I forgot I had it. Anyway, so we got more, you know, stuff coming up this summer, man. We're gonna keep y'all posted on the Summer League events once again. If you don't have the Never How You Plan album, make sure you go get that. His name is Jerreau, Jerreau. It's Never How You Plan.
Great rap.
iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, all of that right now. And what I wanted to tell him is like, he's honestly rapping our lives on like a lot of those songs. He's not telling one lie on any of the songs that he's doing. Like, it's things that he's done, we've done, we're around, we witnessed, we're a part of. So that's why it's such a...
It's near and dear to
us. Yeah, very, very much near and dear to us. So once again, you know, shout out to everybody that sit down in VIP. I understand. Yeah, I'm bringing it back there. I understand, pause. I understand, you know, everybody want to be important, but guess what? We came to the club to party. So party, let your hair down, drink, tip the bartenders, tip the bottle girls.
Tip the DJ.
But they didn't know. You know, the gangsters used to tip the DJs, man, a few years ago, man. I don't think the money in the streets like that no more. They don't even tip the DJ no more, man. You know, back then, you know, dude come up to give you a couple hundred, you know, just play a song for him. Now, you know, people could ask him for requests for free. Or they might try to give you $5. You better off keeping your money, man. Just, you know what? Just anyway, yeah, tip the DJ. So we out of here. DJ Steph Floss.
Mill.
AKA The Good Guys. The Good Guys Podcast About Nothing, episode
10. Let's say 10.
Let's just say 10. So we can see 10. All right. So this is episode 10. So our next one will be 11.
It's getting warmer outside, too. We promise we're gonna keep this a little more fluent.
What does the weather got to do with a podcast?
I'm tired of coming downtown paying $30.
Right, you're not paying $30 to park. He lied to y'all, man. It's crazy, man. All right, we out of here. I'm not going to let this man keep assassinate my character on this podcast.
If we do the podcast once a week, it costs me $120.
You paying $500 for cable.
That's over with. I was definitely on the phone today trying to call Bootleg Cable Man.
All right, y'all, I got to make sure to get to it. We out of here. Love y'all.